It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
Stats Canada is prepared to release their 2024 crop production estimate on Thursday morning. Normally, we don't pay a lot of attention to the Stats Canada reports, but because of the quietness of the U.S. markets, the Stats Canada report might give the market a little bit of direction. We'll talk about their numbers when we return from this break.
Opportunities aren't always easy to recognize. They can occur anytime, and usually when you aren't prepared or are too busy. That's where we come in. We do risk management. That's all we do. Whether it's deciding on government programs to deciding on which crop insurance policy best fits your operation, Martinson Ag can properly evaluate the best direction to protect your investment. As commodity brokers and insurance agents, we evaluate risk. Contact Martinson Ag Risk Management today, 701-205-4200.
Stats Canada is prepared to release their 2024 crop production estimate on Thursday morning, and right now it looks like it could bring some friendly news as far as the canola market is concerned. For wheat, it's likely only going to be neutral at best. Trade estimate for ocean coming out of Canada is at 34.04 million metric ton. That's versus 34.29 previously and 32.95 for last year. So we're looking at a little bit of an improvement or a little increase as far as all wheat production is concerned for Canada. For hard red spring wheat, production is estimated at 25.95 million metric ton versus the 25.28 million metric ton we saw previously in the year and versus 25.52 for last year. So spring wheat production doesn't look like it's going to change a lot, which should be somewhat supportive to the U.S. spring wheat market. For durum, production is expected to increase to a substantial 6.1 million metric ton. That's up from 6 million metric ton earlier in the year, but also quite a bit higher than last year's 4.1 million metric ton production estimate. For canola, that's where the market is really sitting on pins and needles to see where that number comes into play, and it's expected to come in lower than expected. Right now, the average trade guess has the canola production at 18.5 million metric ton versus 18 million metric ton, the previous estimate, and versus 19.19 million metric ton last year. So canola production is again expected to see a decrease for Canada. That would be somewhat supportive as right now Canada's canola market is pretty much a lot of it being exported into the U.S., not only the canola itself, but also the canola oil for the renewable fuel standard. So it's a pretty important number to be watching here today just to see what could happen with canola moving forward.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.